Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not already rejecting our intimacy coordinator on set, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Remember, I am the intimacy coordinator.
No, that's that right. I forgot about
she's
that.
She's rejecting herself.
Yes, I
she's
am.
She's rejecting herself.
Oh, man. I'm so happy to say this. Good morning, Dawn
Good
McClain.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good morning, Dawn McClain.
Yes, good. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back on this Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. It is the first official day of Project Down and Dirty Film Fest.
Yes.
Brought to you by our good friend David at First Equity. I'm Jace here at the Fox the Studios, and Dawn and Alexis are right down the escalator from the home of the screenings on Friday, the Showplace Icon Theaters, but they're at the Twin Cities Film Fest headquarters, right, ladies?
Yes, it is. I was a little worried about getting here this morning and the direction. Sorry if I bugged you guys a lot, but I was like, What? How do I get where do I go?
You got
to know. It was really easy. Now, what wasn't easy is to make my brain do my job again, because I've been here since 5, and I just put together 3 stories for a Dirt Alert. So that's how long it's taken me. I'm not sure if my mouth is going to work.
It's fine.
I've said weird words that really aren't real, you know? So
I hear you.
It's been a long day. You had I've been a full day of travel.
A lot of different languages.
Yeah. Okay, well, Let's start there, because this is an unusual situation. Usually on the first day of Project Down and Dirty, well, first of all, Project Down and Dirty's first day is usually on a Wednesday, but you know, that's a tale for a different day. Mm-hmm. But usually on the first day of Project Down and Dirty, we jump right into, hey, blah, blah, blah. But this is an unusual circumstance, because Dawn is literally fresh. If you smell her, she still smells like an airplane beverage cart. So she's fresh from the plane.
Yep. I took a shower this morning.
Did you?
I did, but this is the outfit I wore on the plane, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's start there. Welcome back from your National Lampoon European vacation.
Yeah, thanks. It was exhausting. I'll say that first. A lot of fun, a lot of things to see and do, and I can't believe we did so many things. I kind of overestimated what we could do, though.
Oh,
in
okay.
my planning.
Okay.
Yeah. So some things didn't.
I mean, we're old.
To make
okay.
It.
Yeah.
We are old. I'm like, oh, so we can't go to 4 different activities in a day. We got to go back to the Airbnb and take a nap, and then we're in at 5 p.m. I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, it's exhausting. It really is.
Dawn, didn't Disney teach you anything? Seriously.
Oh my gosh, that's right. We would end up in our beds in the hotel room.
At 4.
Just like, and Colin would be like, we're going out again, right? And mm-hmm. you're like, yeah, we'll just take a small nap. And then we're like, nope.
1 hour later.
I mean, that's without a bunch of bags carrying those around.
Well, let's start actually at the end, because here we are. When actually did you, what was your travel day like getting back here?
Well, it's the day that never ends, because you're going back in time. And as we go from Dublin, we got up at 6 o'clock and we left Dublin, but you have to be at the airport in Dublin like 4 hours before your flight leaves. So we left Dublin.
Really?
It's an S show. Yeah.
Just to get through security, it was probably...
Yeah, because we had to go through customs. And a lot of people fly into Dublin because it's very affordable. Because my ticket was, you know, $650. But, a lot of people, because there's so many affordable flights, they get to Dublin like we did, and then they go to the rest of Europe. But that airport is small, and it can't handle every United States citizen that wants to go to Europe in the summer. So they just tell you, be there 4 hours before. So answer your question, it started at 6 Dublin time, which is 7 hours in advance, or 6 hours in advance for us.
Okay.
And then we waited, and we left at 11:15 Dublin time, and then we flew to Charlotte and got there, and then had a 4 hour layover in Charlotte, North Carolina. Then we flew to MSP. So in a total day, you have to add 6 hours to this, 6 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., but add 6 hours. So what is that? I can't even.
So did you leave when you left Dublin?
18 hours.
Was it Sunday or Monday?
It was Monday, but then the Monday never ends because you're coming back, you know, just like from Florida, Jason, but add 4 hours to that. You know what
Got
I mean?
It. Yes.
So it's like a Monday that never ends, which is the worst scenario for anyone.
Ever.
Especially if it's like you're Hawaii. Traveling with a bunch of monsters.
Yeah. Oh God, were you flying with monsters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, the whole trip, there's just monsters all over the world. There really is. There's a few good people out there, but we learned a lot of things.
Oh, wow.
About human nature.
Can we just do a quick overview of your trip? Like where you went?
Yeah.
And then...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we started off in Dublin, and we were there for a couple of days in an Airbnb. And then we flew to Milan on Ryanair. Which is such a, wow, what a quality airline that is.
Was it a dinky plane or?
No, with dinky, it was like run like a Kool-Aid stand.
Okay.
So let's just get that up. So it's Dublin, and then we flew from Dublin to Milan.
Okay.
And we were in Milan for 4 days. Yep. And then we went to Switzerland for 6 days, 5 days, and then flew back to, then we had to go back to Milan on a train and then fly back to Dublin.
Oh my goodness.
And you have no idea how much luggage I had. It was, we each had so much luggage. It was embarrassing.
And you didn't wear half of it, right?
No, it wasn't that. I don't know what's in there, guys. I don't know. I know a full backpack is full of gifts, so
yeah,
that's good, but oh my
gosh.
I'm
just going to ask. How many pieces of luggage did you have?
I had a big, big suitcase, like one that has 50 pounds in it, one of the big rolly ones. And then I had a huge backpack, which extended like three people, like three times my size on my back. And then I had a backpack on front. So it was like I was, I was traveling around like a... It was like I was a pregnant Ninja Turtle, you know, and then I'm rolling the big bag and we're running to trains and it's just whipping. It's whipping. And we were like, just from the baggage alone and having to get on a cable car to get to the next, you know, metro station running and like, oh, this.
You walk everywhere there.
Yeah. So once you dump your luggage, you're fine. But just getting from here to there and, you know, obviously me mentioning all the places we went to and transferred, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot I will never, ever bring that much luggage again.
Yeah.
You're like the world's most beautiful Sherpa.
Well, thank you. But, you know, just lifting your 50-pound suitcase. Like, my backpack was about 30 pounds on my back and about 15 on the front. And then I have a 50-pound case where you're trying to walk up, like, get into a train car. And, like, MC's, like, trying to get it and help me. And I'm like, MC, don't leave me! Like, we're ridiculous. We're just the biggest spectacle. It's just so embarrassing. At that point, he was wearing sandals with socks because his feet hurt so bad, he didn't care. I mean, you don't wear sandals with socks ever anywhere. But he was like, I don't care. And I'm like, I don't care either. Do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Yi has started doing it. So MC is right.
Yay.
Yi just did it. So... Okay. MC is in fashion.
Kanye?
Oh, did I say ye?
Ye, yeah.
Oh,
like the ye old milk.
I'm going to call him ye. I don't know. Is it ye? I thought it was ye. It's ye.
I think it's ye. You want to say ye, but it's ye.
Yeah, it looks, it's ye, but yeah.
Anyway, well, ye, yay.
He wore. He's doing it. He's well, doing and us it. Knitters, we've been doing it forever. You wear your hand knit socks.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Okay. Well, so, you know, we were worried about that, but he had some bad shoes. Anyway, these are not the good stories I'm telling right now.
What's, when you think about your trip, what's your favorite memory?
My favorite memory is walking into Leonardo da Vinci's mural of the Last Supper.
Ooh.
I almost had a heart attack. I literally was like, it just took my breath away. And I just, it's overwhelmingly profound and beautiful, and to have a tour where it's you only get 13 minutes in there. They have to like you have to go into a chamber to basically, because of the air and the light, they can't, I mean, it's been there forever. Yeah. So they have to basically decontaminate you.
Yeah.
And then you get to go in for 13 minutes, and then the tour guide is telling you all about every apostle, what they're doing, why they're in that order. They're talking like Bartholomew is talking, like you get the full spectrum of why it looks the way it does. And it took 4 years.
How big is it when you see it, though?
I'll send you a picture. I'll put it on my Instagram. It's huge.
Massive.
Wow.
Massive. It's a huge mural on a wall. And then behind, which nobody ever talks about, there's another mural behind you by one of his students in this room. And but I was overwhelmed with like reverence and just that I'm in front of this. Like Da Vinci painted this. I'm in the same room that he was in. I am here. And you know,
in the moment,
it's just
and,
like, I just couldn't stop. Like, I was like, had tears in my eyes, and you know, MC's not as religious as, well, he's not at all, but he was just like, are you okay? You know, and it's just like, I'm trying to listen to the tour guide, and I'm just like shivering and like, you know, that was just, I think, probably one of the most profound moments that we planned. Then there were other magical experiences that just happen that you're like, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful that this is happening right now, and I'm experiencing it in the moment. So
was that a place, a food, people,
things that happen, know, it's just, you know, like an experience with a person. It's just great. I mean, so there's so many more positive things than negative. We just happened to encounter 2 days of travel. So
I think it says everything about who we are by Alexis asking you, give us the highlights, and all I want to know is about the monsters that you encountered. I just want to know about the rude buttholes that
I have
Alexis
a whole
is
list.
Like, tell me the grandeur, and I want to know about the buttholes.
It's 6:12. I've already blown my load.
Oh, perfect.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. We'll get back to those monsters.
Clean up my mouth a little bit. Sorry.
Well, and when we come back, we're going to take a break from Dawn's National Lampoon's European Vacation. Look, kids, Big Ben, because when we come back, day one of Project Down and Dirty will commence, and we've actually already had a day one. Alexis and I will describe that situation. But first, let's say thanks to David at First Equity for sponsoring Project Down and Dirty 2022. Follow along for the next 3 days or 4 days or whatever it is now. Plus, don't forget, we want to say thank you to folks that are matching our donations. Twin Cities Closet Company for us. Modern Roots Natural Soaps and Body Care for Donna and Steve. Hero Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical for Colleen and Bradley. And Comer's The Water Store with Lori and Julia. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
It's Project Down and Dirty Film Fest, presented by David at First Equity. Here they are, filmmakers and movie stars, for a few days at least. Jason and Alexis with producer Don.
This is the greatest, don't you see? We're going to be stars!
On My Talk 107.1.
All the these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Celebrating the movies with some soundtrack hits. That's, of course, Purple Rain. And we're celebrating the movies because this is Project Down and Dirty Film Fest right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. We're kicking it off. And by the way, also, welcome to Morning Show Hosts Day. By the way, that's one of the holidays today.
No, it is?
Yeah. Thank you to Panda for celebrating that. Thank you, Panda, very much. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. It is a day one and a half for Project Down and Dirty because for the first time in herstory, the bosses decided to make this a whole week. So we started yesterday. So if you don't know, let me just quickly recap what exactly we're doing. If you're just starting off with us. So each show has to make a film, a comedy. It can be any kind of comedy. It can be, the script can be anything. You can shoot it anywhere, blah, 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 blah. And then we're going to screen them. It's kind of like a 48-hour film fest that you've heard about. And then we're going to screen them on Friday in three different screenings at the Showplace Icon Theater. Limited tickets are still available, by the way.
Yeah, for general admission. Yep.
Yeah.
Are they saving any tickets for like a plus one or?
Girl, we asked that yesterday. I have no idea. Lex, did you find out? Do we know?
I didn't know. I did not find out. Let's say yes.
I hope so. My mom wants to go. People want to go. So yeah.
Right. Yeah. Do I have to buy those or?
No, girl. We're working until midnight the whole week. They better give us tickets. But we'll find that out. So we started yesterday. And again, Dawn, we've said it behind your back. We will say it again right here.
Okay.
Hashtag thank you, Dawn McClain.
What did I do? I went away for a while.
No, thank you, relief. Dawn.
You left us with a beautiful script.
Yes, thank you. And whoever's back in the control room, can you turn up my button bar, please? Whoever's on the board, thank you. Thank you, Dawn McClain, because Lex and I could barely get our act together to do our stuff yesterday. We would have done a comedy porn. I would have just said to Alexis, let's just take off our clothes and let's just do an adult film.
Because
you don't need a script for that.
You need an intimacy coordinator, though.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And she can't be both.
I would be like, bye. You're going to do a solo movie.
Yeah, that's fine, too. Those are out there.
Yeah.
Not with me, by the way. Let me be clear. So thank goodness for Dawn. We had such a great script as a basis for this.
Yes.
And to work with.
I would like in the credits for it to say inspired by a story written by Dawn McClain. That's okay.
Why?
Inspired by
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, you see that all the time. Inspired by a story written by Dawn McClain. We're taking liberties. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not exact.
No, yes, you do see that.
That all the time. So that's what the credits will say. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Like on The Mandalorian, it says, you know, from a story created by George Lucas, you know, anyway. that, girl, this is not The Mandalorian.
Yeah, no.
Let's be very clear.
Ooh.
I
want a Grogu. Where's my Grogu?
Yeah.
Actually, Will, we kind of have something like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh, yes. I saw the picture yesterday. I did a FaceTime with Jason and Alexis when I was in the Charlotte airport, and they had just wrapped up filming at 5 p.m.?
Something
going
like
all
that.
Day? Is that what we're doing?
Today's going to be longer, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to
just keep it going.
We got plans, Don.
We have plans. We want to actually get this done today.
I will. I've got my lines. I've memorized my lines. They're right here, written on an American Airlines little.
Yeah, we want to, if possible, we just want to get this done today. And we think we can do it. Lex, right, Lex? We
kind
of looked. We have, because we worked. Okay, let me.
Is work really, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
We did. Dawn, we figured out a bunch of stuff. Yes.
And I'll just say it again. I think Lex and I have had a lot of fun moments in our friendship. But I will tell you this. yesterday, helping Alexis with her makeup is up there in my top five moments of our friendship ever. It was an experience. There are two points to Dawn's script that Alexis and I both know that we warned the director, didn't we, Lex? We said to Adrian, hi, Adrian. We said, Adrian, you better, like they do in sitcoms, you better give the film time for people to laugh and scream, because there are two points where they're going to lose their minds.
Right, and they'll lose all the dialogue.
They're going to lose all the dialogue.
It's just, put some action in there.
Yeah, and Alexis's appearance is one of those moments.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm going to say. Dawn got to see her in all of her glory yesterday. Am I right, Dawn?
She actually showed me a clip. We already have a quick little edit.
Yeah.
She showed me on her phone, and I died laughing.
Oh, we have a little edit, Lex? We have a little edit?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. Adrian sent it last night.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so I'll check it out. Yeah.
Check my email,
I want to see your... Yeah, check it.
You too, Jason.
Check your text messages. Yes.
Okay, boom.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We're going to take a break. More from day one and a half of Project Down and Dirty when we return.
The North Metro for your My Talk traffic. This one's brought to us by Chris Lindahl Real Estate. Construction lane closure on southbound 35W out of the Forest Lake split will have you rolling under the posted off and on down to 23, but it's not a full-on jam, at least not yet anyway. Up in Forest Lake, some hot rod hooligan lost it, ended up in the cattails off the ramp from Broadway to southbound I-35. The good news, though, the rest of the system having a nice start to the bump and hump. It's hammers down all over town with a nice quick inbound drive. Don't screw this up, okay? Good luck. If you're thinking about selling your home, now's the time. Sell your home stress-free with guaranteed offer with Chris Lindahl Real Estate. Go to chrislindahl.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today so you can start packing. Certain restrictions apply. Ken Barlow's 5 Eyewitness News forecast, sunny and 58 this afternoon. It's 46 right now.
Making movies and raising money. You're listening to My Talk 107.1's Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. To donate to Jason and Alexis's charity, Twin Cities Film Fest, go to mytalk1071.com, keyword project.
Some of the best soundtrack hits of all time. This is obviously Greece is the word. Frankie Valli from Greece. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Day one and a half of Project Down and Dirty. I'm Jace back here at Fox, and Lex and Dawn are at Project Down and Dirty headquarters at the Twin Cities Film Fest headquarters at the in the West End in St. Louis Park.
And we're in the community room.
You're in the community room?
But don't come.
Yes,
here.
We are.
But don't come. Yeah, don't. So there is security.
We're in the community room at 3708. Blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah.
Are, can people come?
No.
No. No.
Don't come. Don't
we
come.
We love you.
There's a cute little playground right on the other side of the wall.
Don't tell them we're even near that.
So you can just play out there.
Oh, no.
Listen, you know. Listen, stream us. Yes.
We don't need anything.
We're right here, but you are right there.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't listen to anything.
We don't need any.
We don't need anything.
No, we don't. I can only handle this.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
I will hide behind the screen, girl. I can only handle making words right
now.
Adam
and me.
That's it, right now, okay? She's so nice. She's like, come on
down.
Well, usually there is, right? Am I?
No, sometimes not. You can come and see. Like art?
Oh, art, no, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
don't think I'm a biatch for saying that. I just don't think it was an invite situation to watch his broadcast.
Right.
No.
Nope. Don't come.
Don't come. Forget everything.
Bottom line. Forget what
everything.
I just said.
Yes,
please buy tickets.
It is a community room, but it's just the community of four here. So.
Yeah.
But remember, we are here for Twin Cities Film Fest.
And please buy tickets and come and see it. Come and see us on the night of the show.
On the night of the show.
Yes.
That's right. Forget everything Alexis just said. Forget everything.
Hold on now.
She didn't mean anything she just said. Nothing.
Well, Jason, it's sometime down the line, I need to tell you the airplane story of a woman on the airplane and the flight attendants and what they had to do to accommodate her.
We are going to tell that story right now because hearing that story right now.
Okay, all right. So we're coming. We're flying from Dublin to Charlotte. Now that's an 8-hour flight or whatever. This is a plane full of 350 people. She is not. Let me repeat. She is not in first class. She is in steerage. She is like one row up from us. She looks like Lady Elaine Fairchild. From
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Is she in steerage plus, or is she just in good old fashioned steerage?
Good old fashioned gingy land back there.
Yeah.
So the flight attendant has already come through. This is American Airlines. They were great. She came through with the beverage cart. They already did their beverage service.
Okay.
So the woman has stopped her a few other times, I've noticed, and I'm like, she's busy, okay? Like, you're not the only one on the plane. So beverage has happened. Food has happened. The woman wanted coffee. Okay. So I hear just a little bit of the woman's conversation, but I see the flight attendant's face. So it's like, she's asking for coffee. She's like, oh, okay. All right. Well, we need to continue this service down, but I will get you some coffee. So she comes back with coffee and cream, like the woman requested. The woman asks her to pour it in for her, the flight attendant. Okay, that's number one. She does, and she tastes it, and she goes, this isn't cream. And she goes, yeah, well, it is. And she's like, no, this is terrible. What is this? And she's like, well, you might not be used to it if you're from the United States, but this is from Ireland. This is cream from Ireland, so it's really high quality, and maybe you're not used to the taste. And you can tell she's put herself into plastic Barbie mode. You know, her face is very neutral. She has a neutral. She's like, maybe you're just not used to it. She insists four times that it isn't cream, and she asks for different cream. That woman was put to the this poor flight attendant was put to the test. So she's like, well, we don't have any more cream, but I can maybe find you some milk. Do you want me to make you another? Yes. So she goes back, and the face of this flight attendant, it went from, I never see them do this. She didn't do an eye roll or a huff. She did a, I'm going to kill someone face.
Yes.
And like, she's rolling the cart. Is she American, or is this?
The flight attendant is American.
Is American. Yeah. Okay.
The woman is American. So then two other flight attendants come back with new coffee.
Oh, God.
Okay. They bring the milk, and we've got Frau she's the Frau. She's the older flight attendant. You know, Frau. She's like a Frau, right?
I love, and then we've from got Austin Powers.
And then we've got it. Second, more Barbie plastic face. Like she can really. She's like, "Hi, I have your coffee." You know, and she's like, "Ma'am, we have your coffee." And then she takes the coffee. She holds it, and she says, "This isn't hot enough." And Frau says, "We just brewed it. It can't be hotter." Okay. And then Plastic Face got even more plastic. When I say Plastic Face, I mean she's doing her job.
Yes.
She's giving you that I have a permanent smile on my face and I'm accommodating you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So then she's like, it can be hotter. And they're like, then I hear Plastic Face say, "We don't have a microwave. I'm sorry, we don't have a microwave, no." And so then she pushes with that. And then she's like, "Well, just..." Then she demands that they put the sugar... they gave her the sugar packets, and she handed them back and said, "Do it for me."
No, so she did not.
Yes, she did. So then... there's a whole coordination here of like, oh. of like Frau and Plastic Face, where Frau hands the coffee to, or Plastic Face hands the coffee to Frau, and then Plastic Face opens the sugars, puts them inside, stirs the coffee for her, and then Frau puts in the little milk. They hand it back to her. "Thank you. Are you okay? Is there anything else we can get you?" They walk away. They're going down.
No.
She's like, ma'am.
No.
They come back and she goes, "It's too cold. I don't want it."
She did not.
She did. This was, and MC was asleep, and I'm like, "I don't have anyone to talk to about this. Can you please wake up? I got to tell you." And then it was like, then she stopped her many more times about like, "Well, I don't know where my gate is, and you guys should know this." And she's like, "We don't have Wi-Fi on the plane, ma'am. I'm sorry, we don't know. But when you go inside the terminal, there'll be," you know, it was just all very, and they had to, like, three people had to deal with her.
Was she traveling by herself?
No. She had some other old bag with her. I don't know. It was awful. And she was just letting her friend be awful like this. And I wanted to go tap her on the shoulder and go, "Hey.
Be a good friend.
Tell your Lady Elaine Fairchild that she is not in first class." I wanted to go, "You're not in first class."
Well, even if you were, you don't treat the flight. I don't care if you're sitting on the wing.
My favorite was she could not see Frau's face because she was behind her, and Big Frau's face when she said, "We just brewed it. It couldn't be hotter." Was like, so like, don't mess with her. She's the head flight attendant, you know.
Oh.
And No,
don't mess with Frau.
And within the flight, by the way, it was such a long flight that two of the flight attendants got promotions, and they announced that at the end.
That's how long the flight was?
Yeah. Well, they're like, promotion? Like,
guess what? We have a great announcement to make. Olivia and Tracy, they're our flight attendants, and they've just gotten a promotion. And I'm like, maybe it was because of Lady Elaine Fairchild. I don't know. Yeah. But we were like, woo! Yay.
Oh, God.
Oh,
we've
gosh.
Been on this
bad
plane
behavior.
So long, flight attendants have gotten promotions.
Oh, God. But, you know,
like,
that's
we're not
the...
flying to Dublin anymore. What's a promotion from that? Where are you going? Gosh. Where are you going? What's the route that everybody
wants? I don't know.
Wants?
I think that I don't know if it's, you know, flight attendants out there. We have some that listen.
Yeah.
Like, is
what does
it
that
a
mean?
Cool thing to go to Europe? Is it something you want to do? Is it a higher level of flight attendant?
Yeah.
Ness?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Maybe some people hate it.
Whoever that the crew that handled that devil woman.
Yeah. American Airlines.
Whoever you are, you deserve...
I know one of them's name is Olivia, because I was paying attention. I'm like, the first girl who dealt with her name was Olivia. Congrats to you, girl, and congrats to Barbie Plastic Face and Frau.
Because seriously.
All three of them.
You champions.
You are, as Alexis would say, championship, girl. Mm-hmm. Championship.
I could figure out what seat that lady was sitting in if I thought a little bit.
Oh, God, you devil woman. Why do you... does that woman feel good? Like, does she feel good treating, like, making that flight attendant pour sugar into your cup? You can do that yourself. And again,
it was like a power play.
Yeah. And the flight attendants, they're not there. they're not there to be servers. Their number one priority is safety.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not there to give you a TV tray, dinner, and a Biscott cookie. You know what I mean?
And they do so much for you. It's a choreographed thing. It's like, now we're doing this. They're constantly, they do the first set, and then they